Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I want to invite you to turn with me to 1 Samuel this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 3. There is a message that our Lord has given throughout His book, this holy Bible that we hold. There is one message that He has given. It's the same message cover to cover. It does not matter what page you're on. It does not matter if you're in the Old Testament, New Testament. There's only one message. I want us to see what that message is through the story of Samuel. Now, here's a little history leading up to chapter 3. A man named Elkanah had two wives, and one of those wives could not have children. Her name was Hannah. And she was so grieved by it. So she cried out to God, and she said, "If you will give me a son, I will lend him to you all the days of his life." And God heard her cry. He heard her prayer. And He answered her. And He gave her a son, and she called his name Samuel. And when the child was old enough, she lent him to the Lord, just like she promised she would. She lent him to Eli, the priest, in the temple. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, the priest, Eli." He ministered unto the Lord before Eli. What did he do? He ministered. Well, what did he do? He didn't preach. He was a child. So what did he do? My guess is he took out the trash. And he swept the floors. And what a help that would be to Eli. Anything he could do to help Eli in the service and the work there. I am so thankful for the heart that God gives to His people to assist in His ministry. I truly am. Every work in the cause of Christ is a vital work in the cause of Christ. Every single one of them. Our Lord said, "Whoever brings a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple." But we're about to see that none of those works have anything to do with salvation. None of those works have anything to do with salvation. There is one thing that saves. One thing. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days." Precious in those days. It was rare, just like it is today. It is so hard to find a place that just preaches the Word of God. Nothing added to it. Nothing taken from it. No traditions hindering it. No doctrines hindering it. Just the reading and the preaching of God's Word. What did God say? It is so hard to find that. A man who will only stand up and declare God's Word. It's rare. It's very rare. Verse 1 in 1 Samuel 3 says, "The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision," just like today. No open vision. All we have is His Word. That's all we have. All we need is His Word. This is the Word of Christ Himself. Verse 2 says, "And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, Here am I." Now Eli didn't hear this voice. And I don't know if it was out loud or if this voice was only to Samuel's heart. I don't know. But I will tell you this. It was so real to Samuel. He got out of his bed and ran to Eli. It was so real to him. He got up out of his bed and he ran to Eli. And when God starts working on the heart of a sinner, when God begins speaking through His Word, that sinner does not fully understand what he's hearing, but his heart gets up and starts seeking that voice. He becomes a seeker. He becomes a true seeker. Verse 6 says, "And the Lord called yet again Samuel." The Lord called him again. Oh, that he would call again. Great is his faithfulness. What mercy it is. What grace it is that the God of heaven would call again. We sinners are just so dead, we're so blind, we're so deaf. But He is faithful. And in goodness and in mercy, verse 6 says, "The Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again." When the voice of God calls the child of God, He leads that child to the servant of God. You know that? Every time. He leads that child to the servant of God. And the child hears that true servant say, "I didn't call you. Wait on the Lord. I did not call you. Behold the Lamb. Don't do anything. Sit. Wait. Lie down." Verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." The fact that his mother lent him to the Lord, Hannah prayed to God for him, and Hannah said, "If you will send me a son, I will lend him to you." And she did. But the fact that his mother lent him to the Lord didn't do anything for his soul. Not one thing. Now, we're about to see the importance of bringing our children to the hearing of the gospel. Oh, how vitally important that is. But just the fact that she lent him that did not save his soul. And just because he spent his life working on a building for his Lord, that didn't save his soul. Samuel was in the ministry with Eli. He was working and working and working. He was doing and doing and doing, and that did not save his soul. Verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." He clearly was religious. Clearly. He had to know something about God. He ministered before the Lord. But here's the fact of the matter. Verse 7 says, "The word of the Lord was not yet revealed unto him." Man can work all he wants to, but until God moves, there is no salvation. Man can work all he wants to, but until God moves, there is no salvation. Verse 8 says, "And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child." That's a wonderful thing to perceive, isn't it? When God goes to work on the heart of a sinner, others can perceive it. Others can perceive it, and it's a precious thing. Verse 9 says, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel." Now God has brought his child to his servant. God is about to cross the path of his child with the message of Scripture. This is the way that God has purposed to save sinners. It's through the message of Scripture, the one message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and faith cometh by hearing." Hearing this Word of God right here. Hearing the message of Scripture. Verse 9 says, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel." He's about to give him a 5-point message. Samuel has come to Eli. He's listening. And Eli is about to give him a 5-point message. Here's point number 1. "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go lie down.'" Lie down. Lie down. Take your place as a sinner. The message of Scripture says, God is no respecter of persons. None whatsoever. The message of Scripture says, all flesh is grass. Go lie down. Go lie down. Well, you're making it sound like I'm a dog or something. Truth, Lord. Truth. That woman came to the Lord and was begging, and the Lord said, "It's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs." He said, "You're a dog." She said, "Truth, Lord. Yes, I am. Truth. Go lie down. Get in your place. You're a sinner, and I'm a sinner. And do you know what we must do? We must bend this knee. We must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We must kiss the Son, lest He be angry. He must increase. We must decrease. Go lie down. Go lie down. Aren't you so glad the message of Scripture does not stop right there? Aren't you so glad for that? That's where it starts. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. Man is lifted up with pride. Man is lifted up with self. A little leaven. Leaven is what makes bread rise, puffs it up. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And that's the problem for men and women, is they're lifted up with self and pride, and the first thing they will hear from God in His Word is this: go lie down. Take your place as a sinner. But that message doesn't stop there. Here's the second point in Eli's message. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be." It shall be. It's true, we're all sinners. We are all sinners, but Christ came to save sinners, and it shall be. He shall not fail. It shall be. Christ died on that cross to save His own. Did He do it? Did He accomplish the work He was sent to do? He said, "I will, you shall." And it shall be. It shall be. The foundation of the message of Scripture is this: He shall. He shall. That's glorious, isn't it? There's no maybe, there's no might, there's no hopefully in this. It is ordered, it is sure. He shall. He said, "I will." He shall. He has. Go lie down. God is sovereign. It is finished. Your warfare is accomplished. Salvation is secure. Go lie down. It shall be. It absolutely shall be. Here's point number three in Eli's message. Verse 9, "Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee." If he call thee. That's the truth of salvation right there. That is the truth of salvation. If he call thee. People think they're making decisions for Jesus. They think they're giving their heart to Jesus. They think that they're dedicating. They think that they're rededicating. They think they're taking the second step so he doesn't have to. But here's the truth about salvation. If he call thee, that's the truth. If he call thee, go lie down. It shall be. If he call thee. Here's the fourth point in Eli's message. Verse 9, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say. Thou shalt say. I'll tell you this. If he call thee, thou shalt say. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. There is no choice in the matter. There's no choice in the matter. Thou shalt say. Well, I hear him call. Am I going to accept it or reject it? That's the question people are asked all the time by preachers who have no idea what the Word of God says. They'll ask sinners the question, are you going to accept it or reject it? That tells me they have no idea what the Word of God says. No idea what the message of Scripture is. Here's the message of Scripture. Thou shalt say, is God God or is He not? Does God order and control all things or does He not? Did He make us? Does He own us? Or is He begging us? Thou shalt say. You and I have no say in the matter. No say in the matter. I'm so glad for that. If I had a say in whether I accept or reject, you know what I would do? I would reject. I'm a sinner. So are you. And that's exactly what we would do by nature. But thanks be to God, we don't have a say in the matter. David said, when you said, seek ye my face. He said to the Lord God, he said, Lord, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You gave the command. If he call thee, thou shalt say. A sinner is going to respond to the call of grace. There is no question about it. You do not have to convince a sinner to come. When God says, come, he gets up and he becomes a seeker. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I call them by name. Samuel, by name. Here's point number five. Here's the last point in Eli's message. Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Thy servant heareth. You've opened my ears. You've done something to me. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your voice. I hear it in your word. I hear it through the reading and the preaching of this word. Life has been given. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. All that a child of God needs, this is all that a child of God needs right here. All that thrills his soul is to hear his Lord speak. That's it. Just to hear his Lord speak. That's why we're all gathered right now in his name, isn't it? Speak, Lord. Speak, Jehovah. That's who the Lord is. Jehovah, God Almighty. Thy servant heareth. Well, that was Eli's message. Here is Samuel's response. The message went forth. God called. God crossed the path of his child with his servant. God brought the message of Scripture to his own. And here's the response. The end of verse 9 says, "So Samuel went and lay down in his place." He rested. He rested. Samuel, there's no work to be done. No work to be done. When God calls a sinner, the first thing every sinner wants to know is, "What must I do? I see I'm a sinner. I see that I need salvation. I need redemption. What must I do?" Lie down. Samuel, there's no work to be done. Rest. Christ has finished it all. It shall be. God is absolutely sovereign. Rest. If he called you, then it means he justified you. And he did that with his own blood. And if he's justified you, then he has wiped out your sin. And he's going to glorify you. Rest. Rest. Trust. Wait. Sit. Look. Listen. But don't do anything. Just rest. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Verse 10 says, "And the Lord came." The Lord came. His promise shall not fail. He shall not fail. Just like he came the first time, our Lord came the first time, and all the prophets declared for thousands of years, the Messiah is coming. The Savior, the Redeemer, he's coming. And he came. And he finished that work of salvation. And now the gospel of the New Testament is rest and wait and watch. He's coming again. Just rest in Christ. He's coming again to gather his own. All he redeemed on that cross. So don't do anything. You just trust Christ and you rest and you wait on him. Go lie down. It shall be. It shall be. That is the message of Scripture. Everywhere we turn in this book, that's the message we will find. And what a glorious message it is. It's a message of peace. It's a message of rest. You trust Christ, it shall be. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord God bless his word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.